History's Great Speeches, Volume 1, The Greco-Roman Era, 431 BCE to 63 BCE. Written by Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, Cicero, and Pericles. Narrated by Charles Featherston. Introduction. Five speeches from the legendary orators Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, Cicero, and Pericles. 431 BCE. Pericles' funeral oration. This speech stands as a valedictory and eulogy for the great age of Athenian democracy. Reported by Thucydides, it was given in 431 BCE at the first annual public funeral for those who had died in the Peloponnesian War. By the time that war had ended, 27 years later, the democratic government of Athens had been overthrown by an oligarchy known as the 400. 324 BCE. Two speeches by Alexander the Great, one inspirational and one embittered, reported by the historian Arrian in his Anabasis. Both speeches were given in the same year, and both are a direct address to his army on embarking on a new campaign. The first was given in Opis, Mesopotamia, when rallying his armies to start a new campaign into Persia. The army took heart and successfully conquered the Persian Empire, adding it to Alexander's many existing conquests. The second speech is given after the first campaign is over. This time, Alexander is ready to move into the Indian subcontinent. Having travelled beyond the known world for the vast majority of his Macedonian troops, the entire army took the offer to quit fighting and go home. This leaves Alexander understandably upset and produces history's most finely worded example of saying, "After all I've done for you, well, you can all get stuffed then, you bunch of ingrates. I hope you choke." 63 BCE. The Catiline conspiracy shook Rome and led to some of the best-known events in the Roman Empire. After standing for the consulship three times, Catiline joined with a group of senators who had been expelled from the Senate for immorality and with others who had failed at the consular elections. When the conspiracy against the state was discovered, it was a shock to the Roman system, as shown in these two speeches, one personal and impassioned and one rational and jurisprudential. Cicero's first speech against Catiline is a rabble-rousing, impassioned, and slightly unhinged attack upon Catiline and his associates, filled with contempt and bile. Cicero was the consul at the time of the conspiracy, and it was his role to speak for the body politic, as well as to reach out to the masses. Caesar's speech stands in stark contrast, being an appeal to create no new laws or punishments for these men, even though their crimes were the most severe the Republic had ever suffered. Caesar argues that the Republic would be...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?